Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Muslims around the globe are in the midst of observing Ramadan, a month of contemplation, prayer, and fasting. Ramadan commemorates Allah revealing the first verses of the Quran, the Muslim holy book, to the Prophet Muhammad. Mansoor Shams, a U.S. Marine veteran, has added another component to his Ramadan experience, a campaign called #FriendAMuslim. It's part of a larger effort to counter bigotry and Islamophobia through connection and conversation. Mansoor Shams, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So in 2015, you founded an organization called Muslim Marine.
Yep. So 2015, I founded MuslimMarine.org. And it was really in response to the growing hate and bigotry and Islamophobia. So the goal has really been to educate and start having conversations and dialogue, try to bring the country together and our people together, because I think that's extremely powerful and noble.
How? What's the mission?
Well, my tagline for the website is unifying people through conversation. My mission is not to preach Islam in the sense that I'm trying to convert people. My goal is actually to help remove some of the hatred and the bigotry and Islamophobia, the negativity that's out there, to share with the American public another narrative, one of a Muslim and Marine that often never gets talked about. More often we hear about negative stuff like terrorism associated with Islam, right? But we talk very little about the contributions of Muslims since its very inception. There was a book by Amir Hussein where he says that there was never an America without Muslims. Pretty crazy if you think about it. So Americans have been serving in the U.S. military since the days of George Washington.
So why did you become a Marine?
So I actually went in 2000. And my reasoning for becoming a Marine, everybody has their reasoning. I came from a broken home, and I wanted to become my own man, keeping it very honest. And the Marine Corps, right after high school, I actually decided I was between the Navy and the Marine Corps. Cool. I'm very happy that I went with the Marine Corps because Muslim Marine sounds a lot more cooler than perhaps Muslim Navy guy or Muslim sailor would have sounded. But I joined because I wanted to become my own man, get on my own 2 feet and make something of myself.
Did it do that for you?
Yes, yes, yes. The Marine Corps was the best move that I think I could have made at that time in my life. I went in. I did get on my own 2 feet. I did start getting structure, organization, leadership. And I also ended up completing my undergraduate education while serving in the U.S. Marine Corps, all paid for. Of course, later on, I finished my graduate education as well, also paid by the military, the MGI Bill.
Including an MBA from Johns Hopkins, right?
That's correct. Actually, two masters. One was a master's in government with an emphasis in national security studies, and the other one was an MBA.
So you came back from the Marines in 2004. Lots of stuff going on in your life in terms of education. And why form MuslimMarine.org?
Well, MuslimMarine.org came along much later. I never actually thought about Muslim Marine. It never occurred to me in my mind ever until about 2015 when I was walking out of a mosque. The mosque that I go to, Beit al-Samad Mosque, actually anyone can visit, 7302 Philadelphia Road here, right here in Baltimore. We're having iftar dinners every day, so anyone is welcome to come because I know Marylanders are listening. So I was walking out of the mosque, and one of my dear friends, his name is Dr. Fahim Yunus, he's currently the president of that mosque, and we're coming out, and he says, hey, you know, you need to come out of your comfort zone. And I'm looking at him because I don't know what he means. He likes to speak that lingo sometimes. And says, what do you mean? He says, look, I'm a Muslim doctor, but you're a Muslim Marine. They will listen to you. And at that moment, he asks me to hand over my phone to him. He says, hey, do you have a Twitter account? I was like, yeah, but I barely know how to use it. So I hand him over my phone. And as he's doing this, he changes my name to Muslim Marine. He
says, Your Twitter handle.
That's right. And he says, now you're Muslim Marine. He says, do you have a picture in uniform? I was like, yeah, I do. So I hand him that. I give him the picture, and he puts that picture as my profile picture, and the very same one that I use till this day. And lo and behold, history of the making, I guess. And I became Muslim Marine.
And part of that mission has been you've traveled to cities across the country, 25 states, right? With a hand-lettered sign that reads, "I'm a Muslim and a U.S. Marine. Ask anything."
That's right. That's right. I traveled to half the United States with a sign, "I'm a Muslim, and U.S. Marine Ask Anything, with all the sort of negativity that's taking place, I believe it's an uphill battle. So that means you have to fight that much harder. Maybe it's the Marine in me, but that's what I guess I have to do to share with America, you know, something different that they don't know about.
Have you had any bad experiences with the sign and the...
There's just really one, I would say, bad, but also good. Bad turned into good. And that also is exactly the purpose of that sign, where I remember the first time, and it was a little bit intimidating. I was in Houston, Texas, and that's when I really took off with this thing, and I decided to go, you know, full speed ahead. Luckily, that time, I had a few people with me, another guy who actually happened to be a Muslim and a Marine, and a friend. Who was just, he said he had his thing, Muslim American. And as we're sitting there, at this center area, a lot of people walking back and forth, some people engaging in conversation. All of a sudden, there's this dude. He's just sort of walking, and he's giving me the stare down as he's walking. And we're just making this eye contact. And I guess I shouldn't have done this either. I should have just, like, looked the other way. But I kept staring back, you know. And then I sort of smiled and said something to my friend next to me. I was like, oh, I don't know what's up with this guy. Something like this, right? And this guy, I don't know, he must have assumed something that maybe I'm talking about him. He just does like a 360 and just starts marching towards me like at a very fast pace. And he says, what did you say? I was like, I'm just saying, I don't know what's up with that guy. Something, you know, I started to stay calm because if you react, you know, that could be in a bad way. That could be dangerous. So the faith part of me was saying, just stay calm. Patient, the Marine part of me was saying, get ready. but anyway, and he came and he starts saying, you know, he's sort of yelling and he's angry. And he says something like, you know, I read only the first part of the sign. I'm a Muslim. And I'm just letting him finish, you know, because I'm like, I can't believe this guy is saying this to me, right? I didn't see the second part, the Marine part. And so after he finishes, I said, you know, what about if I wasn't a Marine? You don't even know me. You know, and he just paused and he's like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And we literally exchanged cell phone numbers on the spot and we became friends. You know, and some people think that, that, you know, bigotry or hatred or Islamophobia is around areas where people aren't educated. This person was a nurse practitioner. His wife or his girlfriend, whoever was with him that day, she was the director of some hospital, you know. So it was, you know, Islamophobia, it's everywhere, you know. And what I realized that day was that it was that moment, that conversation that needed to be happen firsthand, which now would mean that eventually he would probably go into his circle of friends and probably share that experience, right? Because we try to keep the same people around us. So that's how the message gets everywhere.
But that connection would not have happened until he realized you were a Marine. That was your entree to him, right?
You're very correct. If that's what it takes, we go with it.
So
unfortunately.
In general, is that what it takes to get people to listen? That you're a veteran and a Marine?
You know what? To be very honest with you, and I'm very straightforward about this, I use my background of a United States Marine veteran to engage. And it's, you know, call it for whatever it is or think whatever you like. But that's the world that we live in. We live in a society where we do have a respect for our military and our veterans. And I know that exists. So if that's what it's going to take for me to bring that to the forefront, that it can't be just a conversation between Mansoor Shams and whoever, that it has to be the Marine, then so be it. And hopefully at the end, the result will be better and people will think about, well, it shouldn't really be like this, you know.
That's veteran Mansoor Shams talking about his organization, Muslim Marine. Shams works to reduce prejudice against Muslims through speaking engagements, community events, and connecting online and in person with people who have questions about his faith. You know better than I, since you began this work, you say in 2015, there have been instances of vandalism, arson at mosques. Politicians have introduced bans on Sharia law. President Trump issued an executive order barring immigration to the United States from 7 Muslim-majority countries. In your view, is Islamophobia getting worse?
I believe it is. I really believe it. And this is why Muslim Marine was launched. Interestingly, I think it's far more worse now than it was even after 9/11. I know that sounds crazy, but it's perhaps the introduction of the internet, And as crazy as it sounds, maybe social media. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps in 2000, I think email and things of that nature, I feel old now, I'm only 37, but hey, you know, it was just being introduced. And with now the way that information travels extremely fast, you can just pretty much write whatever you want. And either for some people, it becomes substance or truth. And for others, you know, maybe something else. But I believe wholeheartedly that it's far worse now than it is than what it was before. And of course, with the President of the United States saying words like Islam hates us, that doesn't help. It makes things far more difficult.
So essentially, your mission is uphill.
That's correct. Yes, it is.
This year, during Ramadan, you launched a project called Hashtag Friend of Muslim. Tell us about that.
Yes, it actually, Ramadan is an amazing time to connect with people. It's the Muslim holy month. Last year, I launched an initiative called the 2929 Ramadan Initiative, where I had U.S. military veterans go and spend a night at the home of a Muslim family across America. And it was amazing. Oh my gosh, so many stories. I have them all over my website. You can check them out. But this year, I thought, let me just work down the social media realm and see the power of social media. And see if I can do something with a hashtag, you know? It hasn't been as to the level I'd like for it to be, but every little mark that I get to make, it's not something that's wasted. I've had people contact me with this friend of Muslim, hashtag friend of Muslim, and they've asked me, hey, can you connect me with a mosque? Can you connect me with a Muslim? And, you know, I've taken this upon myself that wherever you are in the United States, I will figure it out. If I can't connect you with someone else, I'll connect you with myself.
And you said it hasn't spread as much as you had hoped.
Yeah.
Tell me what kind of reaction you're getting.
Yeah. You know, the things that I do are sort of random. I come up with these ideas. Sometimes they just, you know, go wherever they need to go. They go at 100 miles per hour. Sometimes they move a little bit slower and then they pick up steam. This one, as I mentioned through social media that I've been doing, hashtag friend of Muslim, is really just to remind people, bring people together. Again, that's the whole idea, is that if you don't know, because there's a poll that over 50%, I think it was a Pew poll, of Americans have never met a Muslim. So that's the issue. If we had a little bit more interaction with one another, you would have less of this chaos that's taking place where we see other people as the other. So we'll see where it goes. I'm going to continue pushing forward. I do have people asking me for connections, but we'll see.
You mentioned that Ramadan is a wonderful time to connect. What does Ramadan mean to you?
Oh, wow. Ramadan is, so we're on the lunar calendar, or the Islamic calendar, and Ramadan goes back about 10 days every year. So right now we're in the long days where I get up around 4 a.m., sometimes 3:30 if I want to pray extra in the silence of the night. And there's, you know, verses in the Holy Quran that talk about that when you wake early, really early, and while the world is sort of sleeping, that you connect with your Creator in a very different way, that He's especially listening to you. So Ramadan is actually the month when the Holy Quran was also revealed over the course of 22 years. And it is a month where we fast, where we try to feel the pain. We live in Baltimore City, and all of us can see the level of poverty that exists here, homelessness that exists here. There's also another poll that says that 48 million Americans go to bed hungry every day. Ramadan allows us to get a little bit of feel of that. When I can't drink any water, or any drink actually, any food from about 4:50 in the morning till about 8:15 at night. You know, you really sympathize and you really are grateful. And also you get to correct, you know, it's in the history of all the religions, whether you're Christian or Buddhist or from the Judaism faith.
Do you view your work as a Muslim Marine as a religious calling or your duty as a veteran or a bit of both?
It's both. Islam is peace. Islam is love. Islam is, I belong to the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, and our motto is love for all, hatred for none. You know, think about that for a second, right? In the Quran, it talks about that if you took one life, it's as if you killed all of mankind. If you saved one life, it's as if you have saved all of mankind. And in this Ramadan, we just talked about this. We also endeavor as Muslims to complete at least one reading from front to back of the Holy Quran. So I'm reading every single day you know, to make sure that I also complete my reading of the Holy Quran. And of course, yes, I believe that service to nation doesn't stop just because a uniform just came off. I think it's a responsibility of every citizen, whatever capacity that you're in. You don't have to be a Marine. You don't have to be a doctor or a lawyer. This is our country. And all of us have a responsibility to make it a better place for everyone, for our future generations. So yes, it's a combination of my religious faith, which is very much in line with my veteranness. So I take it wholeheartedly, very deeply inside of me to work hard, because I hurt for our nation. You know, when I see the things that are taking place, my heart bleeds. You know, like we're drifting apart. This is not who America is. So what can I do in my capacity, as insignificant as I may be, to you know, to do something good for my nation?
How has this work as Muslim Marine changed you?
You know, I get messages from across the nation, from across the world. We live in the age of social media. From random people that I've never met in my life, telling me that I've made a difference in their life. You know, I have a mother of four kids saying that, you know, her kids are affected and she'll remember my message. From the Muslim side, I had a guy message me saying that, thank you for standing up and giving us a voice for those of us who don't have a voice. Another person, her name is Leah, who we've become friends as well, in I think Mississippi. And she sent me a message that, I was lost in faith, and she's a Christian, you know, and you helped strengthen my faith, you know. It's really, there's no price tag to this stuff. You know, it's so, it feels so good inside. In fact, I've been thinking now largely that business has, I've taken a few hits in business, and I've been thinking about what do I want to do next? And because I've been carrying Muslim Marine with me. And I said, you know, I don't want to go work in some corporate office anymore. This is it. I want to spread love. I want to bring this country together. I want to spread peace. I want to win people's hearts. And I plan to now just take Muslim Marine wherever it takes me, whether it's speaking across universities and colleges, which I've done. But I think more conversations are needed. I really think I'm onto something. I really believe that if I keep this up, that there'll be a little bit less hate in this world, and more goodness. And goodness will, as we say, inshallah, God willing, that means, will prevail.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Mansoor Shams is a U.S. Marine veteran and founder of the organization Muslim Marine. We've got links to the organization and more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break on the record, and then a Stoop story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.